Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, July 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. General Motors says its net income fell 40% in the second quarter over the prior year. The automaker blamed a loss in China, its second largest market, as well as supply chain troubles that left the company with tens of thousands of partially built vehicles it couldn't sell. CEO Mary Barra said GM is cutting discretionary spending and limiting hiring, but that the outlook for the second half of the year is strong. She expects production to increase sharply in the second half of the year. GM shares were down more than 2% in midday trading. Meanwhile, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is opening an investigation into reported engine failures with some Ford Bronco vehicles. The move follows a series of reports involving 2021 Ford Bronco SUVs that lost power at highway speeds, though no injuries or crashes have been linked to the alleged problem. The investigation is the latest setback in Ford's efforts to improve its quality record. The company has launched 45 recalls this year, according to regulators, the most of any U.S. automaker. And home price growth remains strong in May, up nearly 20% compared to a year earlier. That's according to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Buyer demand continued to exceed supply this spring, despite rising mortgage rates and steep prices that are pushing some buyers out of the market. Economists expect higher borrowing costs to cut into demand and cause home price growth to slow in the second half of the year. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.